The top 10. The British women. An introduction. Short stories have always been a sort of instant access into an author's brain, their soul and heart. A few pages can lift our lives into locations, people and experiences with a sweep of landscape, narration, feelings and emotions that are difficult to achieve elsewhere. In this series, we try to offer up tried and trusted top tens across many different themes and authors. But any anthology will immediately throw up the questions, why that story? Why that author? The theme itself will form the boundaries for our stories, which range from well-known classics, newly told, to stories that modern times have overlooked, but perfectly exemplify the theme. Throughout the volume, our authors, whether of instant recognition or new to you, are all leviathans of literature. Some you may disagree with, but they will get you thinking about our choices and about those you would have made. If this volume takes you on a path to discover more of these miniature masterpieces, then we will have all gained something. Here in this volume, precious gems of work shine, unequalled in their brilliance. Their own literary lives may have been, in most cases, uphill and hard fought for in a society that found it hard to value their worth. Their talents ensured the permanence of their work.
The Unfortunate Bride, or The Blind Lady a Beauty, by Aphra Behn. Frankwit and Wildville were two young gentlemen of very considerable fortunes, both born in Staffordshire, and, during their minority, both educated together, by which opportunity they contracted a very inviolable friendship, a friendship which grew up with them, and though it was remarkably known to everybody else, they knew it not themselves. They never made profession of it in words, but actions. So true a warmth their fires could boast, as needed not the effusion of their breath to make it live. Wildville was of the richest family, but Frankwit of the noblest. Wildville was admired for outward qualifications, as strength and manly proportions, Frankwit for a much softer beauty, for his inward endowments, pleasing in his conversation, of a free and moving air, humble in his behaviour, and if he had any pride.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?